RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All righty, and we are live.
Let's throw it back real quick. Come on.
Move. It's time for MP on the mic.
Rewind.
You're listening to the best of MP on the mic.
From back when it was live.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon. Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 at back.
Run it back, run it back, run it back, run it back, run it back. Come on.
Good morning, good morning. That's right, we're winding it back again today. MP is still sick. So I'm taking over. It's the Hazel takeover. The return to normalcy is over. So hope you didn't get too used to that. We're going to be winding back, talking ACC football, talking season today. You know where you are, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. So we've been keeping tabs on this river situation in Paris. And yesterday, the triathlon finally went on after being postponed for 3 days due to high E. coli levels. So the athletes weren't allowed to swim. And Tyler Mislichuk, a triathlete from Canada, vomited 10 times after crossing the finish line. I don't want to be swimming in that water. I don't know if it's related to the water, but that's enough for me. Vomiting 10 times, E. coli in the water, count me out. But the highlight yesterday was Olympic fencing. Lee Kiefer of Kentucky took gold for the second time. She took gold for the first time back in 2020. And dedicated her win this year to her late coach from 2020. She went up against Scruggs, another American, in the final, but ended up defeating her to take gold. Here's a highlight from her match against Frances Volpe that sent her to the final.
A dream scenario in Paris. Lee Kiefer, defending champion. And a chance to defend it again. Lee Kiefer with the win against Volpe. It's going to be an American against an American for gold.
Kiefer went on to win gold against Scruggs. You know, I don't know if I always think about fencing as an American sport, but another thing I never consider American sport, speed walking. That's speed walking on the TV today at 20 kilometers. That's too far to walk. That's too far to speed walk. I think I'm just learning that I'm not cut out for the Olympics today. But somebody who is, and somebody who is having so much fun, I am so jealous of Snoop Dogg at the Olympics.
What's crackalackin'? It's the one and only Snoop Deal Double G, a.k.a. Hoop Dog. And I'm about to do something that's unheard of. I'm about to go on a roll with the U.S. Men's Olympic team. So follow the dog. Let's go. KD, what's happening with it?
What's up with it?
Good. They gave me a two-game contract. And I am the player. And I'm first class with it, baby.
He's having so much fun. Snoop Dogg is hanging out with the Avengers, who, speaking of, took care of business against South Sudan yesterday, 103-86. They'll be playing again versus Puerto Rico on the 3rd at 11:15 a.m. And you know we stand Katie Ledecky on this show. Katie Ledecky won her heat yesterday by 17 seconds. So MP's annual Olympic tradition of watching Katie Ledecky blow everyone out of the water, it continues. Welcome to 2024. One more thing about the Olympics. Women's gymnastics team took gold yesterday, as they do. But another gymnast, an Italian gymnast, is going viral for her relationship, her sponsorship with cheese. Giorgia Villa, an Italian Olympian, is sponsored by cheese. If you look her up, she's got tons of pictures with wheels of cheese.
Cheese, 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 cheese.
Yeah, you heard that right. She poses with wheels of cheese. She wins silver medals. She does it all. And there's no better team for her to be on than Team Italy. A little closer to home, but not too close. The Squirrels up in Altoona took on the Altoona Curve last night, and they fought for it, but... That's right, a 7-9 loss for the Squirrels, but they have a chance to redeem themselves tonight, 6 p.m. You'll hear the call right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Last big news I want to get to, Commanders training camp rolls on up in Ashburn. Day 6 yesterday, and Josh Harris was in attendance. Preseason is coming up, but Commanders say they're taking it one day at a time, and they're going to see who rises to the top. The time is running out if you want to make yourself known. It's about time. You can't be hanging out like Aaron Rodgers, skipping practice, coming back and yelling at your wide receiver. Junkies do a big deal, little deal segment early in the morning. They're talking about this Aaron Rodgers controversy. It's Aaron Rodgers. He was in Egypt. He was with the ayahuasca. You know, you can't control him. He should have gone to practice. Then he wouldn't be yelling at receivers. Last thing, the U.S. women's basketball team is taking on Belgium at 11:15. We've got no Mystics on the U.S. women's team. We've got Diana Taurasi and all the other big names. But we do have a Mystic on Belgium's team. Julie Van Loo will be putting on Belgium's flag. So I don't know who to root for. Jury's out, and we'll see how they play. All right, that's all I got for you this morning. You're listening to MP on the mic. Today it's Hazel on the mic. 9:10 a.m. The Fan, 105 FM, and free and live anywhere you go on the free Odyssey app. Back after this.
I guess, one good ACC take this week, and that is that they're the third best conference in America, and I think they need to learn to live with that and to enjoy that. And let's replay that segment for you here on this Friday as we recap the week. 9:10 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Jim Phillips is the commissioner of the ACC. We're not related. I like him. He's more of a lawyer than a guy who gives a big public speech guy thing. But he's got a job. His job is to present the ACC as the biggest, baddest, best conference in all of college football. And you could tell, he got prepped backstage. Don't do your lawyer voice, Jim. Do your pep rally ACC football voice. This is his opening statement yesterday at ACC kickoff.
There is significant anticipation surrounding ACC football, and our 17 football programs will all look to accomplish greatness. With 33 days until week zero, we know the focus will be on what's ahead for this year. ACC football has the toughest non-conference schedule in the country, 27 games against Power Four opponents, including Notre Dame, 9 non-conference games against teams ranked in the final 2023 AP Top 25 poll. 10 non-conference games against teams in the ESPN's 2024 Way Too Early Top 25. All of these are the most of any conference. We have elite coaching leadership. 6 ACC head coaches named to the 2024 Dodd Trophy preseason watch list. No conference has more. 2 of the 3 active coaches in the country to win a national title reside here in the ACC. Mack Brown, and Dabo Swinney. And the combination of our proven veteran coaches combined with our dynamic young coaches is incredibly powerful. The ACC is the conference of quarterbacks. 13 enter the season with over 20 career touchdown passes and 3,500 career passing yards. 8 quarterbacks are projected to start week one in the 2024 NFL season, 25% of NFL teams. And since 2018, at least one quarterback has been drafted in the first round in 5 different drafts, the only conference that can state that claim. ACC football has the nation's top returning passer and receiver in yards per game from last year in Cam Ward of Miami and Colin Lacey of Louisville, plus the second returning rusher in Omarion Hampton from North Carolina. Additionally, when you look at the final CFP top 25 rankings over the last 4 years, there are only 7 programs that have been in each, with Clemson and NC State representing the ACC. No conference has more than 2 teams that can state that claim. The combination of our preeminent players and elite leadership only furthers expectations on what's ahead for our individual teams and conference. There's not a more exciting collection of teams in the country than in the ACC.
We're electric, baby. Let's go. ACC football. If the Big 12 is relevant, the ACC is exciting.
Super exciting.
Speak it into existence. Say it and make it so. Jim Phillips is in an unenviable spot. Let's break it down for the ACC. They're good. An ACC team could win the national title this year. That's not unthinkable. It's happened a lot recently. Jim Phillips would love for you to judge the ACC off of their results recently, because the results are good. Clemson's been in the Natty. Florida State's been in the Natty. The teams are good. Notre Dame's consistently good. Duke was on the rise, had their moment. North Carolina on the rise, had their moment. There's some good brands. Miami's a great brand until they lose 2 games in September every year. But it's a good brand. Unfortunately, in this zero-sum game, all Jim Phillips ever has to hear is, why aren't we as good as the SEC and Big Ten? And that's correct, because they're not. The ACC is the 3rd best college football conference in America, period. There's no argument there. They are. They are significantly better than the Big 12, which is in 4th, and they are significantly worse than either the SEC or the Big 10, whichever one you want to put in 2nd. I'll say Big 10. You're welcome to disagree. The SEC and Big 10, neck and neck, 1 and 2. Big gap. ACC at 3. Big gap. Big 12 at 4. Go to the rest. The American and, whatever else. Your Sun Belt, I think, is a top 6. You can't be happy with what you have, because that's illegal in college football. You always have to be striving for more. And so this guy's got to go to the podium. You have the 3rd best college football conference. That's pretty good. You have good football teams. That's pretty good. You got all the stupid watch list things he said. Whatever. You can make those lists say whatever you want. He can't say, though, we're the 3rd best conference in America. Everybody shut up and enjoy it. That's good. Because all he hears at these meetings is, how come we're not as good as 1 and 2? And it's not going to happen. The ship sailed. There's no world where the ACC poaches anybody from the SEC or Big Ten. There's no world where they convince any of those teams to come play back down to build the ACC. There's no world where they get better by expanding, because the teams they can expand from are worse than them. They're not as good. You can bring in more crap, but it just dilutes the product. More isn't always better. I think SMU is a good addition. I think they're going to be a good football team. Maybe in a few years, JMU gets to that point where you have the discussion. Maybe an App State or a Tulane gets to that point where you have the discussion. Right now, there are no college football teams out there that are even remotely good enough to say, let's stop everything, bring them into the ACC, and it'll make the conference better. Now, you also got to play keep away, because you got Florida State and Clemson. Well, we're out of here. We're going to bounce to the SEC. Thanks for coming. And 1, I don't know if the SEC wants them. 2, I get why they want out. But 3, you're the commissioner, and you can't just say, everybody sit down, take a seat, and shut up. Because that's what you want to do. This should be a moment to savor. They survived realignment. They're the third best conference in college football. And that's good enough. Enjoy it. It's a good product. I say this about TV ratings all the time. People say, oh, you know, hockey, it's too bad nobody watches hockey. You know who watches hockey? Me. And I enjoy it. And when I wake up the next morning and see that it was 17th in the TV ratings and that Lizard Lick Towing outdrew it by triple, it doesn't make the game any less fun. I watched the game. I had fun. I liked it. That's all you need. Enjoy the ride. It'll be good. Virginia Tech's going to be good. UVA will be a circus. It'll be good. We will have storylines. Miami will melt down at some point. It will be fun to watch. Stanford's coming in. It's going to be fun to watch. We're going to have late night ACC from the West Coast. We're going to have 10 p.m. ACC football. Morning to night, baby. Let's go. It's a good product. Don't compare it against what it is and what it isn't. That's the lesson out of ACC kickoff. The other lesson is Florida State and Clemson are a bunch of whiners. I did read a very interesting story in On 3 yesterday about the creation of the ACC network. And essentially, the teams are unhappy the ACC network has not cheerleaded for the league, not led the way in pumping up the ACC. I just don't think there's a sense of ACC unity that exists in the SEC. Because the comparison's always going to be the SEC network. Paul Feinbaum show, Tim Tebow, all these people just beat the drum. SEC, SEC, we're the best, SEC. If an SEC team loses to its rival, they're gutted, but the next week they cheer for them to beat the Big Ten team. There's a unity there that doesn't exist in the ACC. I could come on the radio and tell you about Boston College men's basketball. I promise you, you don't care. I could come on the radio and tell you about, you know, Clemson's water polo team. You don't care. There's no unity. You care about Tech, UVA, North Carolina, Duke, NC State. It's regional. That's what gets you going. I know that because I'm that way too. I don't want to see Tech playing against these teams I've never heard of. Tech SMU doesn't do anything for me. You give me a Tech West Virginia, you give me a Tech North Carolina, I'm there. Tell me where to be. I want to watch it. Enjoy what you got. It's a good product. It doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be better. Just enjoy being third best. You're on the podium. It's a bronze medal at the Olympics.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's something to be said for enjoying that. Today we're sharing some best of MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. One of the things I've been impressed about by Dan Quinn has been just his willingness to try things. And he brought the rookies in a week early. They came in last week for a few extra days of training and practice. That obviously includes Jaden Daniels, so extra time with him. Talked about how this is his second stint as a head coach in the NFL. He learned a lot. He's absorbed what he learned, and he's not afraid to try some things and you know, mix it up a little bit when that's called for. And I think that will be called for this season. There are going to be losing streaks. There are going to be winning streaks, and it's on him to push those buttons. That starts tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. They'll be out there on the field, first training camp practice. A reminder, 5 days of acclimation period. That means that they're not allowed to put on full pads or hit each other for the first 5 days of training camp. Then we get to the action next week, and we'll be out there Monday and Tuesday for what should be some spirited practices, and then they go on the road show. They'll be practicing with the New York Jets, and they'll be practicing with the Miami Dolphins, both of which I think will be really, really good sessions for them, which gives us the chance to segue into the New York Jets, which gives us a chance to segue into Aaron Rodgers. This isn't the Aaron Rodgers theme song, but really it might as well be.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories. A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
So Aaron Rodgers is with the New York Jets for training camp. There are rules in the NFL. One of them is off-season practices are optional, except the three-day mini camp. That's mandatory. You have to show up for those practices. But thankfully, Aaron Rodgers is more enlightened than the rest of us, and he knows what words really mean, unlike us pedestrians who just, us commoners who just think the words mean what they literally mean. Aaron Rodgers can see through the words to their actual meanings on the other side. So Aaron Rodgers skipped minicamp, which he's not allowed to do, but he showed up for training camp. He was asked, hey, buddy, why'd you miss minicamp? It's mandatory. And he explained, you're just so simple. You can't see what these words really mean.
The thing that I think people don't understand is that when I was in the NFC North and playing for that team years ago, there used to be a real thing called minicamp where it was you had one of them usually. Sometimes it was right after the draft, but either way, it was five practices in 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So two practices on Friday, two on Saturday, one on Sunday. Now it's not minicamp. They can arbitrarily put a tag on whatever week of OTAs they want. Say, this is the mini camp week, which makes it somehow more mandatory than the other weeks. But it was an OTA schedule. That's how it's, you know, how words can be a little deceiving from time to time. You can make a story out of the fact that I missed a mini camp when it was really two OTA days.
Right. Interesting.
I came to the first 10.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, so the words don't actually mean what they're supposed to mean, so just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah?
They just put them up there for decoration.
They're just up there for decoration. All right, very well then, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you for clearing that up. Aaron Rodgers missed minicamp. That was him on the Pardon My Take podcast. Mm. He missed minicamp to go to Egypt on a vacation, which he described as, quote, amazing.
Good for him.
I bet a vacation in Egypt is more amazing than practicing football. That actually makes a ton of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Good for Aaron. The drama level, if he would be good this year, would be incredible. If the Jets got good because Aaron Rodgers came back 20 years into his career from an Achilles injury, skipped the offseason to go vacation in Europe, considered becoming RFK Jr.'s vice president.
He's had a lot happen.
And then after all that, dominated the NFL. That would be the best thing that could happen in the league.
Genuinely.
Stories all over the place.
And he's all recharged and refreshed from that like amazing vacation in Egypt.
He spent time in the dark room. He spent time with the Ayahuasca. He spent time in Egypt.
He's been all around.
He's ready. He's fresh.
No one has ever been more ready than Aaron Rodgers is for this season, other than the minicamp thing. And everyone, stop talking about that, because that's not what the words meant.
I need you to not call it a minicamp, because we all know it's really not a minicamp, even though they fined him for not being there because it was a minicamp.
Yeah. It's just a camp that they put mini in front of, and they wanted him to be there.
Yeah.
To break through the lies and see the vision.
Aaron Rodgers can see the world in a way that we can't see the world, and that's on us, not on him, to handle that. If he could somehow come back from all that and lead the Jets to the playoffs, it would be incredible.
Yeah!
It would be. But Occam's razor, simplest explanation is usually correct. A 40-year-old who is not taking the offseason seriously and is coming back from a major injury is not going to lead the New York Jets to anything. Certainly not in a division that has the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Two teams that are actually bona fide good and appear to be a little more well-organized than the New York Jets. We'll see. Storylines would be amazing. Part of me is pulling for it, just for the vibes. But the part of me that predicts things knows the odds are really stacked against this. Now, he's done this before when the Packers drafted Aaron Love. When the Packers drafted Jordan Love.
Oh.
He dominated. Went back-to-back. MVPs. He's got it in him. The screw-you gear is engaged.
Yeah.
But how serious is he? And we'll see.
Serious as a flight to Egypt.
As serious as a flight to Egypt to see the pyramids. Good for him. An amazing vacation for Aaron Rodgers. We're all happy for
it's
him.
It's going to be an amazing offseason and amazing preseason, too.
Congratulations.
You scored more vacations than the other team. Congratulations.
Good for you.
Good for you. You did it. The backup there is our guy, Tyrod Taylor, Virginia Tech. Would love to see him get some run. Jets are playing all their games on national TV. I think that would be a ton of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other quarterback thing I wanted to take on in this segment, Marlon.
Oh, yeah.
Rich Eisen does a nationally syndicated radio show.
Mm-hmm.
He put out a poll the other day. Is it better for Dak Prescott to be the quarterback of the Cowboys or the Raiders?
Cowboys or the Raiders?
Yes. And thousands of people voted.
Okay.
56% of America said the Raiders.
Okay.
They're wrong.
Really?
It is always better to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. And it has nothing to do with whether you can win the Super Bowl or not. One, I don't even think it is a better spot in Vegas because you're in the division with the Chiefs, because you're in a division with the Chargers. I don't think that's an improvement for him at all. Number two, though, if you're a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you get to be famous in a degree that other people are not in the NFL. If Trevor Lawrence was quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, you would see him everywhere. That hair would be unavoidable. He would be, and as soon as he retired, he'd be announcing Sunday Night Football. It'd be, yeah, him in the booth with Mike Tirico.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be Dak. Dak will get to do whatever he wants after his career because he's quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Who calls games on TV? Troy Aikman, former Cowboys quarterback. Tony Romo, former Cowboys quarterback. If you're the Cowboys quarterback, you get to do whatever you want after your career. It's a short-sighted thing to leave the Cowboys to chase a few dollars or to chase a trophy or a title. MP here, Michael Phillips. Thanks for taking a stroll down memory lane with us. This has been some of the best of MP on the mic. We're here every weekday, 10 to noon. Catch us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, and of course, worldwide on the Odyssey app. Back with more another time. Signing off, this is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.